This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey, welcome to all my automotive aftermarket peoples in North America and around the world. It's Carm Capriotto, another Aftermarket Weekly, week 152 with Chris Lawson. Good to have you here, Chris. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's good to be here, Carm.
Chris and I have done some shows in the past. Brilliant HR guy, if you will, from a recruiting perspective. Got a lot of great insights. Glad to have him back, as we're going to talk a little bit about maybe the right and the wrong way to advertise, maybe even use Indeed. So we're going to talk about that. Chris has done episodes with me on finding technicians. Oh, by the way, Chris is from technicianfind.com. You see that name, the name near his next to his name, we should change that to technicianfind.com. And we did a couple of episodes and they were really great. Brilliant. In fact, I know a lot of people got back to me and says, wow, this guy, Chris Lawson's pretty smart. And I've actually taken some of his advice. Look at that, technicianfind.com. Who was that? Did that Tracy do that?
Outstanding.
Thank you, Tracy, for that. Well, we are coming to you live from the dormant OE Fix studio. And sometimes, as you all know, I come down here just to find peace and solitude occasionally, the Carm Cave. And thank you so much to our great friends at Dorman. Dorman Products creates hundreds of new automotive replacement products every month. Part of what makes Dorman so unique is their ideation of new and innovative products. They have dedicated teams all across the U.S., Mexico, and Canada looking for new product ideas. Since every solution starts with a problem, these teams of researchers, field analysts, product specialists, and contributors consistently visit repair shops and make field calls. Now, this is to best understand the problems the industry is facing. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Other times, experts take it an additional step, further solving what made the original part problematic in the first place. Solving for a problem is what powers the innovation engine at Dorman. Dorman Products has become an incredible engine for innovation. They are constantly bringing new replacement parts to the automotive industry, and they routinely release tens of thousands of parts across all different categories. Now, why did they do all of this? To enable technicians the freedom to fix their customers' cars and trucks. To do this, Dorman has dedicated teams focused on different aspects of the vehicle to ensure that they are meeting the needs of the aftermarket. Although a lot of their parts are reverse engineering of original equipment, they also redesign and redefine solutions such as their loaded knuckles or programmable electronic power steering rack. Dorman has invested in these OE Fix innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Hey, want to know more about Dorman? Visit DormanProducts.com/tour. As always, thanks, Dorman. Hey, Chris, you're plugged in. I know you're helping so many shop owners find the talent that they need. And good talent, unicorn talent, great talent. But the fact of the matter is there are so many openings. I mean, I think we as an industry worry so much about potentially getting that notification that an individual is leaving, and the undaunting task like riding a lifeboat over Niagara Falls and wondering how it's going to look at the other end of the river. And I say that because I, of course, live in Buffalo and Niagara Falls is close by. But the elephant in the room.
So the elephant in the room is Indeed laying off 2,200 employees. So I've gotten a lot of questions from my clients about that, and folks are a little bit concerned. Is Indeed going to work the same way? Is it going to go away? What's going on? So I think the short answer is, I don't think there's anything to worry about here in the near term. What's happened is a lot of the technology companies are laying people off. Everybody's seen this in the news. You've seen Amazon laying off 9,000 people, Facebook laying off, or Meta, Facebook's parent company, laying off. They plan to cut another 10,000 on top of 11,000 that were cut last fall. I think when we came out of the pandemic, what happened was they overstaffed, and now they're trying to right staff because they see some clouds on the economic horizon. So really, with respect to Indeed, what we use Indeed for and what I recommend that shops use Indeed for, it's not going to be affected. The big thing about Indeed, it's the world's number one job board, which means that they have more resumes for good employees than any other job board in the world. That's not going away. They still have access to those resumes. They still have the people on the platform. Everybody understands Indeed. It's easy to apply. It's very intuitive. Those are all things that are going to stay around. So I wouldn't worry about it in the near term.
It's scary. I mean, really scary to think of the number of people that are being laid off in the tech sectors. Let's go back to Indeed. Give us the bestest skinny in the inside that you're aware of that we need to use Indeed for.
Kind of piggyback on the elephant in the room, so to speak, is one of the things. I was reading the press release by the CEO of Indeed, and the CEO, Chris Hyams, I believe his name is, he mentioned, he was talking about the specific areas where they're experiencing a decline. And one of the areas where they're experiencing a decline is sponsored jobs fell by 33%. So I think everybody, if you understand how Indeed works, they've got a bunch of different ways that you can engage with the platform. One of the ways is you can sponsor a job. So if you list a job on Indeed, then you can sponsor it for whatever budget you want, and you can put that sponsorship in there. They have been migrating away. And this is another interesting thing is you'll notice that they've been doing all these little tweaks. I mean, I could see this coming, you know, back probably 8-9 months ago, because they're tweaking a lot of things with their business model to try to generate revenue. One of the things was they tried to start pushing people away from doing daily sponsorship and push them into pay per resume, which is just, I mean, if you've heard me talk about this before, it's just kind of a horrendous way to have the business model set up, because then they just start sending you all these resumes that are not qualified. And if you're not right on top of it, then you just get this huge bill. You get an $800 bill for the week, and you need to reject all these applications. But the other thing that they had done was the sponsored jobs is when you put a daily budget on there, and then they just show your ads to people until your daily budget has been exhausted. So the way that it works is you, any other shops in the area, the dealers, everybody in the area, they are sponsoring the jobs, and they're paying to put their ads in front of the small percentage of technicians that are out there looking. So at any given time, it's only 5 to 10% of the total technician market that's actually actively on job boards looking. And when you think about it, you, the independent shop down the street, the dealer down the street, everybody in your area, they're all fighting over this same 5 to 10% of technicians to show their ads to these folks. And they're all putting more and more money into the platform and to chase fewer and fewer technicians. And you can see how that's a losing business model. So you can see that I think a lot of, you know, the CEO of Indeed says, well, that's a reflection of what's going on in the economy. I think it's also a reflection that people are getting diminished returns. They're sponsoring a job for $5, $10, $15, $20, $50, $100 a day, and they're getting less and less resumes from less and less qualified people because everybody's fighting for those same people. So I think that specific number of a 33% decline is directly related to that. People figured it out. We don't use Indeed that way. We think that that's a race to the bottom. The way that really look at Indeed is, you know, I always think of Willie Sutton, the bank robber in the early 1900s. And this guy used to rob banks all the time. And it was estimated that he had robbed over $2 million from banks. And he spent over half of his life in jail. And he actually escaped from jail three times. And this reporter was asking him one time when he was in jail, it says, Willie, why do you rob banks? And Willie said, well, that's where the money is. And so everybody got a good laugh out of it. But, you know, he's right. He robs banks because that's where the money is. So why do we use Indeed? Well, that's where the techs are. There's resumes there. They may not be actively looking, but the resumes are on file. And if you go in and you do a deep dive and you use a resume search, you can find those technicians and you can actively take a role rather than just giving Indeed money and saying, hey, just kicking back and having them send you whatever they're going to send you. You can actively go in and do searches. And that's what we like to do is actively go in and search. And then it also is a very good applicant tracking system. So if you're not familiar with what an applicant tracking system is, it's where you send people to apply. So lots of the shops that we work with, they'll use their own applicant tracking system. Some shops have an area on their website that's already built in, and you can send people there from social media. You can send people there from other sources, from postcards, other sources, and then they apply. Indeed's got one of the best applicant tracking systems. Everybody understands it. It's intuitive. It doesn't put you off. And it's easy to apply. So if you use the resume search and you use the applicant tracking system on Indeed, that's what we found to be the best way to get the best results.
Chris, how expensive is it, the applicant tracking system?
The applicant tracking system, well, when you set up the job, provided that you set up the job the way that Indeed wants you to set up the job, you can create the job for free. If you do other things, if you change the headlines in the ways that Indeed will require sponsorship, now you get into having to sponsor the job. But you can still post for most jobs for free. And then after that, If you want to go in and do the resume search, you need a subscription. And the way the subscriptions work is it's monthly. So for the standard monthly is you get 30 contacts, which means that you can reach out and you can do a resume search and you can then reach out to those individuals, 30 of them in a month. And that costs $120 a month as of right now. And then you can start and stop anytime you want. If you need more, you can get a pro plan. You can do 100 outreaches and it's $300 a month.
Well, you know what? We should actually have Bill Hill on here with us because we're growing. We hired 3 top technicians using Chris Lawson's system. We did that in a 3-month period. Thank you, Bill Hill. I'm going to see Bill Hill tomorrow, in fact, in Cleveland. We're going and honored to go to the Breaks for Breasts check presentation tomorrow in Cleveland. Tracy and I, we're just honored to be there. Thank you, Bill, for hanging out with us. And I can't wait to go out and see the Mighty out at Bill's place, Mighty Auto Pro.
Bill and Leanne are amazing. And Leanne has done such amazing work with Laura Frank on Breaks for Breasts. So kudos to them.
Leanne and Laura, 2 of my favoritest peoples. So all kinds of things going through my head. Does Zip still have any value, ZipRecruiter, at all?
Does Zip have any Zip? You know what? Here's the thing. I'm sure if you use it in the way that we're talking about right now, it would. But from my perspective, we've done a lot of testing. I mean, if you know me at all, I do a lot of testing. I don't assume anything. And sometimes it frustrates clients because they'll say, well, Chris, you know, do you think this is going to work in my area? And I'll say, well, you know, I've never seen an area it hasn't worked yet, but I don't know because I haven't worked in your area yet. So everybody wants a guarantee in life. But what I found is that Indeed has more resumes. I mean, it's just a fact. They have more resumes. And if you're using the platforms the way they want you to use the platforms, I just think it's a losing strategy. Because what the platforms want you to do is they want you to keep pumping more and more money into the platform so that you can show your ads to people who are looking for the ads. And I would say if you use Recruiter and you're not just throwing your ads out and passively waiting for resumes to come to you, if you haven't figured it out yet, that strategy doesn't work anymore. You know, it may have worked in the past, but paying a platform to send resumes to you is a losing strategy and you're going to get more and more diminishing returns. So I would say, we'll work for you if you work it, but if you want to get the most resumes or if you want to have access to the most texts, I would say Indeed's really the place to be.
So what about social media? You said that that's where the techs are hanging out in Indeed, but they're also on social media. Do you spend there also?
We spend most of our time on social media. So the Fortune 500 companies have figured this out. They've been doing it for a long, long time. And what they figured out is that people who aren't actively looking for jobs, people who are happily employed or maybe even not so happily employed, but not looking, are on social media. So what you want to do is you want to go to where people are. And I've talked about this, and I think one of our other talks as well, Carm, is if you look at the people who are actively looking, we talked about those folks. It's just a very small percentage. Then there's a percentage of folks that, I mean, they're not going to go anywhere. If this is a technician, they're going to retire from the shop they're in. And no matter how good your offer is, they're not interested. They want to stick where they are. And that's 20, 25%. And then there's 70, 80% or 75% somewhere in there that if you got the right offer in front of them, they listen, but they're not looking because they're already working, but they would listen if you got the right offer in front of them. That's what social media works for.
Got to be able to build the right brand and your storyline. And I think you and I may have chatted about that in the past,
yep,
which I think is so critical today. You've got a good culture. It needs to seep out into your brand. It needs to seep out into social media.
Absolutely. You have to start there. And the way that you do that, I mean, it's that old saying that you repair the roof when it's not raining, right? And this is the thing too. You don't want to be building your brand when you need a tech. Building your brand starts from the beginning. And social media is fantastic for building your brand because you can do a lot of things. We mentioned Bill Hill, Bill and Leanne. They do a fantastic job doing this. They do things like on Facebook. What they do is they fix up the waiting room for every holiday. And then they take pictures of that. They post it on social media. Pictures of events and things that they do. It shows the culture. It shows how well they treat their employees. It shows how well they treat their customers. You know, they have a board that announces all the customers that come in every day. It's like, you know, welcome John Smith. All these things, this is how you build your brand. This is how you show people what it's like to work for you. And this is how you show how you treat your employees. If you're doing that consistently, that's why it's so fun to work with Bill and Leanne, is because it's so easy once you get the right message out in front of technicians, because they always check you out. They go on and they Google you. They look at your reviews. They go to your website. They see what your website looks like. They go to your social media and they see what you're posting on social media. When they check you out, if you have told a good story in advance, it makes the entire hiring process easier.
Okay. How influential, Chris, is the spouse?
Oh, yeah, I laugh because this just happened just last week. I was working with a client and he had a fantastic conversation with a tech. I mean, they were just buddy buddies. They hit it off and everything was great. And then the tech said, you know what? I want to bring my wife in. I really want her to meet you. And then he brought the wife in and they had a meeting. And then all of a sudden the technician stopped returning his calls, stopped returning his texts, wouldn't respond to his emails. And, you know, the shop owner reaches out to me and says, Chris, what happened? What happened? And I said, you said something and she didn't like it. I said, here's what you should do. You should circle back around to how you made the connection with the tech, and then you should invite them out to dinner. You and your wife go out with he and his wife, and you need to, you pay attention to her. You find out what is in her space. You find out what is she's thinking, what her problem is, because you already know you've matched up. In any sales process, what you're doing is you're finding out what the problem is for your customer, and then you're matching up your product as a solution. It's the same thing with a shop and a technician. You want to find out what the technician is, what his problems are, what are his fears, his anxieties, what's his hopes, aspirations. And then if you can match that up with what you offer at your shop, then you've got a match. You've got a fit. If you can't, then you just admit it. You say, well, you know what? Based on what you're looking for and the problems that you want to solve, I mean, there's no fit. There's no match. Well, he has to do the same thing. He's done that now for the tech. He has to do that for the spouse. And I said, if you can do that, then you'll be in good shape. But until that happens, it's a no sale.
Fascinating perspective. Now, it seems that what our discussion here on today's episode of Aftermarket Weekly is, it's about fishing. Don't be a fisherman. Don't put the worm on the hook and throw it into the lake and wish and hope and pray that it landed in the school of fishes. It's like, stop fishing and do something more, if you will, refined or defined, something that's a proven way to find people.
Yes. I hadn't done a lot of fishing until a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, I was in the Keys with a bunch of shop owners and it was fun. We went out on one of their boats and we were doing some fishing and I didn't realize how hard fishing is. I mean, it's really hard. I mean, you don't just bait the hook and throw it in there and then, you know, pull it up with a fish on it. And, you know, it was really interesting because as a metaphor for looking for technicians, I mean, it's similar. I mean, you have to be in the right spot. I mean, we spent half a day looking for the right spot, you know, out there in the Gulf of Mexico and tooling around and they had the radar and everything and we're looking for where the fish are. And so we had to find the right spot. We had to have the right bait. So, I mean, you have to be where technicians are. That's the right spot. You have to have the right bait. That's your ad. You have to write an ad that's attractive. And then you have to have the right technique. You know, you have to set the hook. You have to do all these other things. You have to be able to sell the dream. You have to be able to communicate about your shop and about the potential opportunity. So there's a lot of things that have to happen. One of the things that happens with, we call it fishing on Indeed, is when you're doing, you're using the filters and you're doing a resume search. When you do that outreach, you want to structure your outreach in a certain way. And Indeed is monkeying around with this, so they're making it a little bit more difficult. They're putting layers in between you and the technician now, where you used to just be able to get the number and call them. Now they want to do the, you know, the Mickey Mouse with you go through the Indeed relay. And
you mean because they want to charge you?
It's because they want to control the contact.
Okay.
They say it's because they don't want you spamming the employee or the potential employer, the candidate. But what I think it is they just want to have more control over the process. They don't want to connect the two of you because then you can cut them out, you know, the middle. So what you need to do is you need to structure your outreach the correct way. So what I always tell my clients is I say, and we do this when we do outreach, is I always say, you always start with the position. You don't start with, hey, I'm John Smith. I own XYZ Automotive, because that looks like spam to them. Because you got to remember, most people are looking at this on their phone. And if the first few words are, hi, I'm John Smith, and that's all they see on their phone, it's spam, right? So what you do is you always start out with RE, capital R, capital E, and then a colon, auto tech position. Now they know, right, what it is regarding auto tech. Oh, it's a tech position, you know. So now I need to check my email. I need to check my text message. I need to do something with this because I know what it's for. And then the next thing that you do on that is you just want to make it personal. Hey, I saw your resume and thought you might be a good fit for a position we have. So now they looked at my resume. It's about an auto tech position. And now you can just link to the actual ad and show them the ad. And then the last thing that you want to do is you always want to put a mobile number in there. You want to remove the friction. If you can do those things, your ghosting will reduce, your response rates will increase, and you'll be able to have more conversations with potentially good candidates.
I love it. You just hit on such powerful words that I think we're so frustrated about. And I'm glad you talked about that phishing thing, because my phishing thing is I wouldn't know what to do. But if you're fishing for quality people and you've been taught by a good fisherman, you have a much better chance of getting a catch.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. You just continue to motivate the industry that there's a way to get and to hire great technicians. I'll give you the final word, my friend. Any final thoughts for our audience?
Yes, I would say jump on Indeed and play around with it a little bit. I know everybody's been on Indeed. I also know that not one in 10 shops I come across is using Indeed to its fullest potential. I would say go in and play with the filters and do some searches and just get more active with it. And then once you're active with it, then you'll start seeing better results, because you've got to be more clever than everyone around you. And opening up your filters and having conversations with people that might not necessarily on paper look like they're good candidates, but you know what? Any tech that's been in the business for longer than a year, they know other techs. And it's a great way to come across to good applicants and candidates.
I loved how you summarized that, because I feel that every piece of software, every app and application that we have and we use in our world for all the right reasons, we are never using to full capacity. And thank you for reminding us that even a company that you work with like Indeed has so much more there than we're using, kind of, if you will, the vanilla version of almost every app that we use. Thanks for motivating us. Get a hold of Chris at technicianfind.com. Chris Lawson, thanks for, again, another wonderful and motivating time here on the podcast. Thanks.
Thank you, Carmen.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.